Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know, everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
I'm a big ketchup fan. I've always been.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
You're not a big ketchup fan if you endorse Hans. I'm sorry, Pat Mahomes. You're a sellout is
what
you are.
Well, you just consider it not ketchup.
You're
it
a total sellout. It's ketchup. It's just that's a sellout move by him. Mm-hmm. Only unlikable thing about Pat Mahomes, who will be playing on Sunday against the New England Patriots. Right now, Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. They're just a 3-point favorite. John Lopez, book your bet right now. Kansas City -3 in New England. I know you're not wagering at the moment. But
I mean, I could. I should have my connections. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs. After I came across that stat last, I think it was this morning, that I gave you guys earlier, it was really, I mean, it means something. I don't know if it means a lot, but it means something. And if you weren't listening, I think it's, actually, I wrote it down. Bill Belichick has coached 342 NFL games in
seven and only given up 47 times.
He's only given up more than 40 points seven times in 342 games, including the playoffs. Three of those 40-point games came against Andy Reid. That's something. Andy Reid knows something about what Bill Belichick does to score points.
And he's done it the last two times, too.
Yeah.
Because they lost 42-40 in New England this year, and then last year they opened the season with that that thumping of the New England Patriots that had a lot of us for the 676th time asking if the Patriots were done. By the way, Pavetex Rob is texting into the DWIattorney.com text line 713-572-4610. He's talking smack about my man Money Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Pavetex, he's saying that Money Mike isn't original. Pavetex, since you're so original and you consider yourself the freestyle king, I want you to call in this segment, and I want you to freestyle, because there's a lot of people who think that the raps that you throw out there that you claim are freestyles aren't freestyles. You're going to call in here, and I'm just going to give you topics from the weekend in the NFL.
Give him one topic.
I'm going to give him topics, and in the middle, I'm going to give him topics, and he's going to have to freestyle about the NFL games if you think you're such an original hotshot, Pavetex. 713-572-4610. We'll see if you got the coconuts that my man Money Mike has got. I like the Patriots in this game, John.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want to see something new, but I'm just done picking against them. I'm through doubting them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go from hater to just healthy hate with an ounce of respect. I want the Patriots to keep doing what they're doing, because I'm never going to see anything like this again. It's just unbelievable what they did to the Chargers the other day. Bill Belichick receives the ball when they win the toss. Philip Rivers is on the sideline shivering his ass off. They have a 7.5-minute drive, and they score, and they just never look back. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Patriots, but I want the Chiefs. And if you put a gun to my head, I would still pick the Chiefs, but I'm just not going to make that decision. By the way, New England this year, 3-5 on the road.
And that's not a good sign. That's not good for them. That coupled with the points that Andy Reid teams can put up on Bill Belichick kind of swayed me.
Rams-Saints, they played earlier this year. The Saints actually won by 10 points. Michael Thomas, 213 yards receiving on the game. I got to go with the Saints just because they're at home. I like the Rams. I like what they do. If Todd Gurley were 100%, I would go with the Rams. But when C.J. Anderson's getting that many carries, something has to be wrong with Todd Gurley. Maybe they're saving him for this game, but I'm going to go ahead and go with the Saints.
I'm going with the Saints. I was kind of not... I like the Saints. I really do. My sons love the Saints. They go to games every year, or they went to a game this year for sure. I'm not anti-Saints. I was kind of pulling for Nick Foles just to see if he could really do it again. But now that that didn't happen, I'm in with the Saints, although I love Wade Phillips. So I'm kind of torn. So I'm just going to go with who do I think is going to win? Saints. I think the Saints are going to win.
Yeah, and then I'm hoping the Chiefs win. I do hope the Chiefs win. And if gun to my head, I would pick the Chiefs. But I'm probably going to be rooting for the Patriots just because I've finally come around to where I respect them. By the way, still no signs of Pavetex Rob. A lot of problems going on there. I guess he...
Oh, he might be working. You know, he has a job.
Okay. Well, he's listening to the radio, too.
What are we going to do at the end of this segment?
No, we're not going to do it at the end of the segment. We're actually going to do it right now because 2 weeks from today, Sports Radio 610 is going to invade the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I got to make a promise to the listeners because I know a lot of times listeners hear Radio Row Radio and they say, oh, my God, these clowns are going to be having all these guests on and they're going to be having, like, random-ass guests and I'm going to have to listen to them interview some washed-up football player that nobody cares about promoting some sort of pizza brand or something. We're not going to do that. We're going to be selective. We're going to try to bring the best quality possible. We're going to have people on, but no disrespect to you, John. We're not going to have the Team USA soccer goalie on this year. No, I don't know what the hell you were thinking last year.
I don't think we did do that.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all had Breonna Scurry.
We did. That was good. Yeah. That was actually good.
Yeah, y'all had Breonna Scurry on. Y'all had some other random ones. It's in the drop folder under Stoops guest montage if you need to see it, Peggy, because we could relive that. But since we all are all going there, I asked John Lopez to do a little homework during the break. Because this is the hardest working show in Houston, and we never stop working, not even during the commercial break. And I asked him to list the people he would least want to room with from Sports Radio 610 in Atlanta. And I didn't even look at the list.
I have the list right here.
You have the list right here. These are the people going to the Super Bowl. You have me, Jonesy from the morning show, Josh Beard, who's going to be like an on-site producer type thing, Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, Paul Gallant, Sean Rich, the new PD, and Spoon the Web Guy. List who you would least want to work with, and I'll just bounce off your list.
I'm going to start with the ones that I'm going to go 10 to 1. All right, that's 10 people you just mentioned.
And
there.
This is the least the ones that 10
is the one I would most. No, I'm going to go with start. Yeah,
start with least.
No, 10 is the one I would most want to go to room with.
So just go 1 to 10 with the least because I think that's funny.
All right, the one that I would least want to room with, number one on your list, is Spoon the Web Guy.
elaborate why
Spoon is he's got a beer gut. All right, he's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big, but he's not like you think fat. You think like you know, a house.
Okay, so what's wrong with rooming with a fat guy?
He's a big dude.
You just don't want to do that.
It's the beer gut. The beer gut is the deal breaker because he's gonna snore and snore.
Spoon does have high snoring potential.
Snore. Number two of the people I would least want to room with is Josh Beard. He's like the guy. He's like the girl that after you have fun time just won't stop talking. You know, you just want him to shut up. You know, you just want to, right? Am I right? Josh Beard, if Josh Beard was a woman and you slept with her, she would just want to talk all night.
This is my worry about Josh Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he is going to talk a lot at night, which I don't mind, but he's just going to keep talking.
And I want to just shut up.
He's the guy. I don't think he's going to have the phone etiquette.
Because you'll have fun with Josh.
He's going to call his wife every 5 minutes.
Yes.
And he's just going to be chatting with her on the phone the whole time instead of leaving the room when they talk.
Posting things on their joint Facebook account.
Yes.
The third least likely person I would want to room with is our new program director. Just because, I mean, that's a little awkward.
Because he's our boss.
No, not even that. He's a good dude, but seems like a good dude. But he's only been here a week. Week and a half, 2 weeks.
I could room with Armin.
But then I'm going to be walking around in my underwear.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I just don't want to be, it'd just be awkward.
The only reason I wouldn't want a room with our new PD is because I have a tendency when I go to sleep to sometimes say stuff that I shouldn't be saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't want to be like talking in my sleep or something and then the boss to look over like in the other bed and just be like, what exactly? What are you saying?
Exactly. The fourth least likely person I would want to room with is Paul Gallant.
Really?
Yeah, come on now.
Why?
It's just too much. It's too much.
What are you talking about, you idiot?
It's just too much.
He would be at the top of my list of people that I would want to room with.
Paul would be easy to room with.
He's neat.
It's too much cat talk.
He's neat. He's clean.
It's too much just kind of loud in your face. He probably stays up too late. I need my sleep.
No, but plus you can prepare for a show with Paul Gallant because nobody, I'll say this right now about Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant prepares for a show as much as anyone in this entire building. Him and Sean both.
I understand
that. And he
likes
to bounce off ideas.
I want to room with him.
But we're there to work. And I think Paul Gallant
would
be perfect
to do
it. But
you also are there to live. Paul's too much.
I think he'd be clean. I think it'd be easy.
The fifth least likely that I would want to room with is Seth Payne. Now, I love Seth to death. I love Seth to death. But I got a hunch that he has night terrors. I really do. I really feel that he has night terrors.
He just wakes up screaming and throwing stuff.
And I could just get the bleep kicked out of me on any given night. I really do. God bless Mrs. Payne.
He wakes up night terrors.
I really. Number six, which I could, you know, is Rich Lord. I mean, he's just going to kind of be there.
Hell no.
No, he's relatively easy, low maintenance.
Bro.
I think he's relatively. See, now we're getting into the ones that you wouldn't mind.
No.
The first five you don't want to room with.
I would not want to room with Rich.
The next five.
What about the TV battle with Rich? All he wanted to do was
care.
Watch Seinfeld.
I'll be outside smoking a cigar.
I wouldn't even be able to watch any TV. All he wanted to do is watch Seinfeld.
I'll have a glass of vodka and a cigar and let him.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Plus, you know he goes to sleep at 7:30. You know he goes to sleep at 7:30.
I don't know if that's true.
Be easy.
I don't know if that's true.
Next, number seven, is Mike Meltzer. Because he's just, I mean, he.
I think I have a good
sense. He's as easygoing as
it
goes.
He's as easygoing as it goes.
Yeah, that's an easy guy to live with. Although he is messy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike strikes me as somebody that would pee on the toilet and not, like, clean it
up.
Now,
that is true.
I've
stayed
at
his apartment once when I was doing the night.
How was that restroom?
It was disgusting.
Were there pubes on the toilet?
It was disgusting.
I could see a lot of hair on Mike's toilet.
Eight is you. I could room with you. It's pretty easy. We talk. We communicate. It's pretty easy. Nine is Jonesy because I can make him do anything.
You make him. He's your prison bitch, basically.
I can make a Jonesy shut up. Okay. Jonesy, go grab me something. Okay. And 10 has a proviso.
You got Sean 10. He snores.
It has a proviso.
He snores.
Does.
Turn your little fella into a raging
and
beast.
And he doesn't sleep.
No, but I don't mind. I would. If the snoring thing works, if it works, it's Sean. If it doesn't work, he's won. He replaces Brad. So Sean Pendergast is either the least likely person I want to room with or the most likely person I would want to room with.
Hey, man. When the snoring machine works, I'm basically the 2018 Texans. When the snoring machine doesn't work, I'm the 2017 Texans.
Exactly.
That snoring machine, that sleep machine is Deshaun Watson.
You're either one or 10.
Because I think I know when to stop talking. Mm-hmm. I get my work done. I keep
and you
to
and
myself.
I get along. I can tell you, hey, you know what? Let's go.
Yeah. I think you and I have like similar. Like social patterns, like, hey, let's go out tonight. Let's go, you know, let's go get some beers or whatever. You know, like, I'm a pretty, without the snoring, I'm the easiest guy in the world to room.
So what do you think? You heard my list I'm getting.
Brad's a good list.
Brad's number one. That beer gut is just awful.
I can see him being messy in the bathroom too.
Yes.
That's how you judge somebody is how they get out of the shower.
And Josh is the girl that won't stop talking, right?
Josh reportedly has smelly feet too.
Oh, he might be moving up.
And you know he's going to be FaceTiming with his kids and all that.
Three is the PD. I don't want to be awkward. I seem to like the guy. He seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
He's only going to be there 3 days, so I'll get the room to myself after 3 days.
Yeah.
But it's, me with him walking around, just a little awkward.
I think Armin is getting his own room.
Good for him.
Because
good.
He's inheriting Ryan's situation, which Ryan had reserved a room for himself.
And Paul's, as the kids like to say, Paul is the most.
Easy.
It'd
be easy.
But the kids like to say he's the most.
Yeah, I'm not as down on Paul as you are, John.
I'm not down on Paul.
Yeah.
Why can't people trust me on this?
And Seth, I think the night terrors is the deal breaker.
That's a very
I really feel.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
Poor Brandy is what you say.
Poor Brandy. And then the other ones I could deal with. Rich, who cares?
I've been with Rich before. Rich
Mike's
easy. Yeah.
Jones.
No, Mike is messy, a slob, dude.
He's messy, but
he's
I can tell Mike,
slob.
Pick that bleep up.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd listen. I think he'd be telling it. How many days are we there? Five, six?
Yeah.
He'd
yeah.
be telling you 12
easy.
Times.
Landry's easy. Jonesy's my bitch.
I'm the cleanest you'll ever have.
And
Jonesy's your bitch.
and you. So, you know. So
some
you.
Of it is, some of it, I agree with you on Brad being number one. In part, I agree with everything you said. But I also think I've known Brad other than our boss the least amount of time. Like,
right.
I'd rather be, you know, like I
haven't traveled with him yet.
Right.
I haven't traveled with him yet.
Right.
So
it
might be a dream.
As well as I know
whoever gets Brad might come back and say, hey, man, that was a dream.
Plus, I'm kind of weird. I'm kind of weird. Like, I just have to have the right vibe when I'm like the night before a show. I just have to feel a little bit. Yeah. I don't know Brad. Also, Brad, I'm telling you, he has strong potential to be a slob in the restroom. That's how you judge a roommate. Mm-hmm. Like when they get out of the shower, Is there water on the floor? All that kind of stuff. Yeah. Brad has strong, strong, strong sloppy potential in the bathroom. By the way, I gave Sean a homework assignment that we're going to hear in 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it was all over it.
The top five Texans connections to Sunday's game. So we're going to hear that in 20 minutes. Coming up next, Pave Tex is actually on hold. He's going to freestyle about this weekend's game since he likes to call out Money Mike. I'm just going to throw random topics at him. And we're also going to talk about the Clemson football team. They went to the White House. They got fast food. I'm jealous as hell of them. I don't know why people are upset about it. We're going to get into that a lot more next on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.